Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker. Bringing us back. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. There's none other. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I'm very excited about being here with you. You know, in a couple of weeks, I got my 16th anniversary coming up of the show and all the things that we do here. So looking forward to that. I hope you're celebrating those milestones. You know, I want to talk about something that I've been talking about since the beginning. Long before I started doing my radio show, I was concerned about this, and that's the attempts, the desire, the goal of some politicians, some groups, to raise minimum wage, to increase the minimum wage. Let me give you a little bit of history about minimum wage. Back in the early part of the 20th century, the textile industry was pretty sophisticated, pretty well developed in New England, and some folks in the South, say in the Carolinas, for example, decided they were going to get in the textile industry, but they were able to pay lower wages for their workers than they paid in the North, and so they were more competitive than the Northern, than the New England textile manufacturers. So the Massachusetts senator was able to get passed through Congress, signed by President Roosevelt, a national minimum wage. I think it was 1933, a national minimum wage. But it wasn't so. The desire wasn't to help those poor people who needed a higher wage. It was literally a trade war based on labor between the North and the South. And that's exactly what it was for. It had nothing to do with the people. It had to do with the industrialists. Well, fast forward now 100 years or so, almost 100 years, and the minimum wage is now $7.25 an hour, and the president and a number of other people are getting their campaign going again to raise the minimum wage to national federal minimum wage to $9 an hour. Now, here's the thing that we have to understand. 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when minimum wage went up, businesses had basically no choice but to pay that wage. It did hurt. It did hurt. It's always hurt the people that it was intended to help, because the more you have to pay someone, the more you have to expect from them, and if you don't have the ability to meet those expectations, you don't get the job. Let's remember this. Minimum wage is an entry-level job. It is an introductory wage. It is not intended to be a living wage. It is the job, the wage that you get when you walk in the door and you know nothing. And you have to be trained on everything, including maybe how to show up on time. And so it's not intended to be a living wage. And if you do a good job, and if you contribute to your employer, you don't stay at minimum wage very long. You get raises, like I did way back in the day, like most of us did. It's an introductory wage. So whenever we talk, as I said, 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, we had to pay it, except that the only way to get around it was to try to hire more qualified people, and the less qualified people didn't get the work, and we know that happened. In the 21st century, folks, even small businesses have technology opportunities. We have technology options. So today, when we want to grow, we have the ability to say, okay, do I want a person or do I want technology? And not in every case, but in many cases we do. And so when the more you raise minimum wage, the more the technology works financially. And that's the reason why That and the original reason, hiring more qualified people, is the reason why raising minimum wage is going to actually hurt the people that it is supposed to help. Remember this, folks. Raising minimum wage has nothing to do with helping the people that it's intended to help. All it's designed to do is to be a political gimmick. It's strictly a political gimmick. And when people talk about this, the evidence shows that it hurts the people that it's intended to help. And if you understand that all this is just to get people, to get the attention of people who are at that level and make them think that they're trying to help them, and they're really not. But it's hard to see that when you're making minimum wage. So it's also the campaign to raise minimum wage is also a sop to the unions, because many union contracts are tied to minimum wage. So if the minimum wage goes up, their rates go up. Their contract rates go up automatically. In the middle of a contract, the rates go up. So we need to resist another increase to minimum wage. The market will bear what wages need to be. Wages paid in the private sector economy need to be determined by the contract between the employee and the employer, not the government. Minimum wage, as it is, in my opinion, is not helpful. But to raise it, I believe, would hurt an already struggling economy. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.